This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, my next guest here on Mic Drop has been in the news lately, the national news lately, and it's because he has a new job, but he's not losing the old job. I will be talking to Doug Gottlieb, who is now the head coach of Green Bay, University of Wisconsin Green Bay, and will still be a host with Fox Sports Radio. Obviously a former college basketball point guard and longtime member of media, ends up joining the coaching ranks. I'm Mike Osti, and this is another episode of Mic Drop here, made possible by the Believe Network and available everywhere you get your podcasts. So I will now bring on Doug. Yeah, you got your video there fixed for us. Doug, first off, I know you're a very, very busy man, so I appreciate you jumping on. I know you've done a few other shows, but not too many, so I appreciate being a part of that mix. And it's been, I guess, a week now. So I will start off asking you how that first week has been. If there's been any surprises, if you feel like you've been hitting the ground running and had success. I did see that you've kind of added some pieces. You've thrown out some messages about what you're doing with the roster. You did keep Jordan McCabe, who I covered last year as an assistant at WVU.
By the way, he was just calling me. That's why he lost video.
Oh, no problem. Tell him I said hi.
I will. And Jordan's on a pre-planned vacation with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And I told him to call me when she came back to the table because she went to the restroom because I'm going to tell her to take his phone and throw it out the fucking window. He needs a vacation because he's been grinding literally like 22 hours a day.
I'm sure.
He's like me. He's a basketball psycho. He's sending me videos. I'm like, dude, you're in Cabo. Like, I got it. We're good. Nothing can change. By the time you get back here on Monday, but he's awesome. Anyway, first week, amazing.
Okay,
head coach of a quality program, Division I basketball. You know,
sure.
I mean, it's one of those things where I understand that in any profession, right, you can bitch and fetch and complain about what's going on, but like, this is a real thing. Like, you can't tell people this is your dream. Then somebody gives you an opportunity to live out your dream. And then you go like, yeah, but this part really sucks.
Yeah, people do that. But yeah,
of course they do. Of course they do. I don't. And I just and because that's where I am mentally, it's been amazing. You know, the positive experiences have been, I got a commitment from a player he's going to post it on social, but I can't comment on it.
Yeah, right.
Everything's signed, right?
Sure.
But I had a conversation with it with a kid, and he said he's actually from Nigeria, and he said we're on a Zoom, and he said, "Coach, I have two questions." I'm like, go ahead, man, fire away. Like, whatever you want to know. Said, coach, can I get 24-hour access to the gym? And so I like, I don't know where my keys are. I took out my keys. I was like, here, man, here's my keys.
Make yeah.
Like, what else? And he's like, coach, are we going to win? I can't lose. And I was like, well, you sign up, we're going to win.
Yeah, so, that's the right attitude. You can't lose. You got to win
that. The point is, and I know it won't be like, it's like the Darius Rucker song. It won't be like this for long.
Sure.
But at this level, and we take care of the kids. You know, we take care of all the kids. They get taken care of.
Sure.
But it's not NIL driven conversations. It's about true NIL, which I believe is opportunity. And we got opportunity to compete. And I've, so far, the guys that I've gotten, it's been great. And, you know, I had a couple other kids that are underclassmen that I offered scholarships to, that some that I've coached, some that I know, some that I've observed. And just the feeling and of telling, you're telling a kid, hey, man, you're doing awesome. Keep it up. Right. That's really what you're doing.
Yeah. That's a nice message. Right.
Yeah. Right. And, but the joy that I get from the joy that they feel is it's a feeling worth any of the what have been really, really long days in, you know, diving in with the portal and trying to figure out how to construct this roster.
Yeah, I'm sure. Doug Gottlieb here joining me on Mic Drop, a new head coach of Green Bay and still a talk show host with Fox Sports Radio and iHeart. Now, Doug, I got to ask you the question that's probably been on a lot of people's minds who maybe haven't heard you on other shows. Why Green Bay? Why was this the right fit? I'd imagine this isn't the first time in your life you wanted to get into coaching. You were a great player in the college ranks, but that was a long time ago. Now you've been in media a while. You've seen it from another perspective, but the college landscape is certainly light years different from when you were a player and even when you started in media. Why this job? Why right now? How did this job even become your job? Did they contact you? Did you contact them? How did this all work? Can you give us any timeline on how, what got you to Green Bay and why now? Why that job?
A lot, Mike.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Let's start with, well, we can get to the why, because that actually works back to the how it all took place.
Okay. Yeah.
About a year and a almost 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I guess, was February, whenever they my boss Josh Moon let Will Ryan go. My brother had actually been a finalist for this job. My brother's longtime college assistant. He switched over to the women's side since, and he's at San Diego State. Okay. But he's been in the men's side, San Diego State, at Cal, at Oregon State, as well as a couple other places. And so, you know, when you, I remember when he talked to them, he just said, "Hey, it's a, academics are important." At the time, they had some funding issues. But it was a good job. And then our dad was the head coach at UW Milwaukee, which is our arch rival. And we have a lot of friends, and then a lot of friends in the state, friends in Chicago, where you can recruit from. And this is a job where you go back to a year and a half ago when they fired Will Ryan.
Yeah.
If you understood the landscape of mid-major basketball, there's a lot of in the area players to pick from. High major, it's harder, right? There's, you know, 4 to 6, you know, a year. And, you know, Wisconsin's left with the, you know, there's guys they haven't gotten that have gone elsewhere. And when you don't, now you've got to, it's really hard to keep kids in the state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for Green Bay, this is a place where, especially with the transfer culture, you can get kids to transfer back home that either this staff missed on or they went elsewhere. And the other part to it is, I feel like this is a place where, you know, you can get local kids, really good programs, and program guys can stay. So I like that. Josh Moon and I became friends. And I was a finalist for the job last year. It was tough with the timing of my life last year. I had daughters that are seniors in high school. and right. a son that was in eighth grade. And so I didn't intend to coach him in high school. So it kind of worked out that, oh, hey, I got another year to spend at home with them in California. Meanwhile, this past year, I also consulted with Oklahoma State. So I feel like in terms of running a program, the day-to-day operations, Mike Boynton, who's an unbelievable human and leader of a program, he taught me a lot. I learned about NIL and how it all works and how the offers are put together and how to be an honest salesman and how to separate yourself. So I felt like I was more equipped for it as well. And then how did it happen? Really simply, Sundance Wicks is from Wyoming. He came here from the University of Wyoming. He's actually from Wyoming.
Yeah.
So I had long heard that, like, hey, you know, he's the next head coach of Wyoming. And when Jeff Linder left and went to Texas Tech as an assistant, I immediately knew that he would likely be gone. And, you know, Josh Boone had told me that I was a finalist. I was very, very close. He said, you know, you're like, you're 1B. Sundance Sonny has been a head coach before, and they had worked together before. And so it made sense to hire him. So
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It happened really fast. You know, we talked for a second on Friday. So 2 Fridays ago, 2 weeks ago, we talked for like literally during one of my breaks of a radio show, like, hey, I don't know if you saw, but Linder left.
Wow.
And Wyoming called and they asked about the buyout.
Yeah.
Tough buyout, but Sonny's hasn't heard from them. And then we talked Saturday and he's like, Sonny's had a player on a visit, which has got to be super awkward. And then he had a birthday party. So Saturday was kind of, then Saturday night was like, okay, there's some interest there. Sunday was, okay, what does it all look like? And then, you know, at some point Sunday, I said, like, am I the only guy you're talking to? Am I one of the two guys you're talking to? And, you know, Josh sent me a text. I got to save it. And he was just like, got to keep the suspense going. You know, he's pretty fucked up. So, and then Sunday night, I had a pretty good feeling. I was getting the job. I called my mom. My dad passed away about 10 years ago and told her that was pretty special moment.
I'd imagine, yeah.
And, you know, like Monday was kind of like go time to try and figure out staffing, players, what's left, what do we do? And then I couldn't contact the current players until we announced it on Tuesday. And then I flew out here and it's been rock and roll ever since. So that's how it happened, really fast. And
yeah.
It has been overwhelmingly positive. And, you know, you're going to get the people who, you know, oh, this is a joke. This blah 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 blah.
Sure.
Blah, blah. Fine. The great thing about doing what we do, Mike, is like, if you don't have, if you don't have thicker skin.
Oh, 100%. You know, like, 100%.
You can't do what we did.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you got. Like, you got the, you know, this is the, like, keep it coming. So yeah, I have a couple emails that people sent. Josh got a couple. I got a couple texts, a couple tweets, you know, and we're going to hold on to those ones. And then we'll keep the receipts and we'll be fine. You know?
Yeah, that's how you have to live. And that was a lot, I will admit, as a question, but there was a lot that's been going on in your life. And that was a lot to get you there, even though it didn't unravel quickly. So Dub Gottlieb here joining me on Mic Drop. I do want to then ask you the other part of your career that's still ongoing that I think maybe leads into some of the detractors. I even got some of these replies when I was, you know, posting an article that I got quotes from you and different things kind of tease this show. You are still going to do your radio show.
Yeah.
And you do have to have thick skin to be in the career that we're in, certainly to be at your level. I teach a class actually at a young journalist and tell them, hey, if you don't have a thick skin, develop one. And if you're not going to develop one, you're going to be in trouble. So that's 100%. But that's where it seems like a lot of your detractors are living, kind of making jokes. Are you a part-time coach? What are they getting? Is this a novelty act type of thing? Just because it's rare. There have obviously been coaches throughout sports that have done quote-unquote shows where they are sitting there and someone else is guiding them through it or they're calling in. You're the host of the show. You're a media member. You're doing it. Was that a non-negotiable for you? What was that conversation well, again, like to make that
part
happen?
Part of the beauty to it is we kind of already worked through all this stuff last year.
Okay. You know? Makes so sense. Yeah.
It was like I had said, I mean, was it a non-negotiable? Like, no, but it didn't make sense, right? Because it at this level, okay, your budget is fairly limited for your assistant pool.
Sure.
Okay? I mean, the truth is to come in as a guy who hasn't been a college coach and be a college coach, it's actually easier at the high major level because you can hire way more support staff, you know, much bigger budget. You know, these guys make $3-4 million and I'm just like, why not make $1 million and then use all that money and hire a kick-ass staff, right?
Yeah.
Put the rest of the money in the NIL and let's go. But you hire like a really good support staff. Well, here it's not that we don't have any money, but you can have more money if I take really kind of a third less. I took actually more than a third less than I would technically be offered as the head coach.
Sure.
And I'm allowed to supplement that with what I make from radio. And also for me personally, it's a little bit of a haircut, but not a huge haircut in comparison to what I would be making if I was doing TV and the streaming shows and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, it helps, you know, continue my current status in terms of living.
Yeah.
You know, I got kids in college. I got a daughter who's
I hear you.
Who rides horses. He's going to ride horses in college, but I still got to, you know, pay for the horses. I mean, like, this is my people are like, what's your favorite book? I can tell you what my least favorite book is. It's my checkbook.
I'm sure
there's that element to it. And then the real part to it is like, it seamlessly promotes the other side.
It does. It can so help you recruiting. Maybe the players like it in a way.
Dude, it's amazing. You know, it helps me in the community because I can reference places that I'm going for the first time, experiences I'm having for the first time. It gives me relevance. It also gives me the chance to really relate to we're watching the NBA playoffs or any of these stories, like what it's actually really like in the world of NIL.
Yeah.
Where you get a guy to commit, he's about to sign, and then all of a sudden some guy who you've never heard of before is like, hey, coach, what's the deal with you guys NIL? Like, who are you? You know, so that does happen. And then for the radio, I think it's the same thing. Like it brings credibility to what we're doing. So I think it works both ways. And the other part to it is like, if we're honest, okay. And I know you've been around the coaches' offices,
Okay,
especially at West Virginia, right? Like 2 hours of bullshit in a day, you know, on the radio. And it's not bullshitting. Like we have to prepare whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of downtime. And you know, Jay Billis is maybe the best basketball broadcaster from this perspective. He has a great economy of words. I just have to have an economy of time, you know, and
I like that,
you know, like I can't tell you how many days I've woken up at like here. My show is we do a podcast that we tape before.
Okay. That's
a window from 1 to 2. And remember, when you're doing a pod, as you know, like you can start and stop, and then the radio is 2 to 4, and I'm doing it from my office, and we're doing a digital setup and whatever. Like, come in during breaks. It's not that big a deal. It really.
This would almost be impossible 10 years ago, but now this is a lot easier in this culture. I host radio shows and podcasts from a home studio type of thing as well, all over the country. That's a major thing that I don't know if the fans are fully aware of, that it is easier to do multiple things, and as many media members have things to supplement income because you have more than one job, possibly more than one.
And then,
network.
You have to have like reasonable bosses, and you have to. You know, Don Martin and Scott Shapiro with Fox Sports Radio, like we met a year ago and talked about it, went through a lot of different things. And then this year, you know, a week and a half ago or two weeks ago, tomorrow, Saturday, we're taping this on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, I actually texted Scott Shapiro like, hey, can we talk? And he's like, I'm coaching first base at my son's Little League game. So I'm like, okay, can you call me afterwards? It's super important. And he's like, actually, I can't. I got a family thing afterwards. So then I like sent him a long message.
Hmm.
And he's like, hey, that sounds great. Go for it. You got our support just like last year. Right. And then all of a sudden, so I was like, fine. I'm like moving on. And then Sunday morning, I woke up. I'm like, oh, hey, by the way, like you, there's the head coach. Like, really, it happened.
He thought you were just joining.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dude, you said yes.
That's funny.
Like, no, we just want to make sure I had the details of the job. So
he couldn't believe it either, maybe.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Doug Gottlieb here joining me on Mic Drop. Mike Osti, as we're talking, his new career venture here, head coach at Green Bay and still a host with Fox Sports Radio. Just last one, I do want to get your thoughts on this because obviously you've been media in a while, and we touched on this a little bit briefly on how the college landscape is so different now than when you were a player and even been in media for so long. There are some coaches around the country. I could point to Chip Kelly, for one, has been vocal and honest about this, that have either left head coaching positions, have moved from college to the pros, have moved to a coordinator job, have reshuffled the deck and made some surprising decisions to potentially downgrade their career because they're kind of sick of dealing with NIL. They don't like the current landscape. All of that is part of it. Did any of that think to you, maybe this is a detractor? What are your thoughts on any of that going on? Because you're jumping into a whole new venture in the midst of a changing climate that some could argue makes coaching harder these days than ever before. I've had coaches tell me they're afraid to sneeze at a player.
So here's the reality. Okay. Look, outside looking in, you have to think it's complete chaos. And maybe it is. Okay. But for me, it's actually an easier assimilation than it is for somebody who's been coaching in college for 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
You've been coaching 15 to 20 years in college. The transfer portal is icky. Yeah. It feels weird, right? And now, like, we're allowed to kids transfer in league, transfer into your arch rival. Like,
yeah.
What? I thought it was unheard of. But you know where that happens all the time? AAU basketball, right? You'll coach a kid, he'll be your favorite kid, and then all of a sudden, like one tournament, it's like, coach, we can't make this weekend, sorry. And then you're in warm-up lines and you're playing against somebody you play against all the time, and there's that kid, and you're like, what? Right? So the point is that I'm actually more prepared for this than most college assistant coaches. Additionally, like, look, so much of this, you got to get players, right? It's all how you get players. And whomever else they could have hired might have had at least one path, one window. If it's a Division II coach, you could have brought his best players over. If it's another college head coach at a lower level stepping up, he could bring his players. You know, a fired head coach can get guys, get staff, whatever.
Sure.
My reach is unique. You know, it really is. You know, in this last week, I mean, I'll tell you, I have a close friend who's, I have several close friends in LA. Like, I know everybody, AAU community in LA. And what people don't understand about LA basketball is everybody from around the country comes and trains there in the off season, as well as, you know, some of those high school leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, and they have prep schools. Kids come from everywhere.
Yep.
And so we signed a player from Southern California earlier this week. And that is all through connections and then obviously belief in the vision. But I also obviously have ties in Oklahoma. We have on staff, you mentioned Jordan, like he's kind of a legend in this area. And we know everybody in Milwaukee and Racine and Heartland, in Appleton and all the places in Wisconsin. You know, I played overseas. I have great connections in Israel. I'm expecting to get at least one, hopefully two on this team. I have a good friend of mine, Kyle Milling, just got done. He's coaching in Japan. He's in Tokyo tonight, but he coached in France for, he played and coached in France. He played for my dad.
Okay.
He's from Santa Barbara High School. He played at UC Santa Barbara in Oregon. He was actually my host when I visited University of Oregon. And now he's an international coach. So the point is that I kind of have this like silent army, and I feel like I've activated that silent
gotta
army.
Have it.
The hardest part is telling friends no, you know, and that's part of the job. It's like, you got to go like, I can't do that. So outside of that, like so you mentioned the college landscape, and yeah, I mean, this new settlement thing is at our level is going to hurt us. So what do you got to do? Like, I probably have to play another guarantee game and, you know, charge somebody through the nose, take a loss, or, and my goal is just, I think we win. If we get it right, I think we can win one of these, but maybe I'm crazy.
You got to have that mentality, but sure. Yeah.
But the reality is like, okay, so you're going to have to, but we gotta pay the bills.
Right.
So again, like, don't say, I want this job unless you want that job, knowing there's going to be academic challenges. Like we're pushing for all of our kids to get above a 3.0. Like, we've had some APR issues going back years in the past. We're not taking academically questionable kids. Just can't happen. And you know, we're going to have to play big name road games. And when we announce our schedule, people are going to go like, well, damn, they might be biting off more than they could chew. Fine. have that. And so I'm into it, right? And I'm into it. I'm not yet 50, and I didn't want to be 60 years old sitting around going like, you know, I could have been the head coach at Green Bay, and I didn't because I was afraid of the APR issues. Like, oh, man, let's go. Headlong in the wind. And we'll get a good crew. We have 7 officially signed up. We got 2 more who are already committed.
It's a good number right now. I'll tell you, that's a good number for this point in the summer.
They're also good players. And so we're a couple away from having a full squad. And I'm taking the advice of so many coaches, just be methodical and thoughtful and purposeful. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, it looks like the house is on fire in college athletics and whatever. At this level, you still get kids who, hey, coach, I want to get a degree, I want to play basketball, and then I want to live in the area. And those kids, I mean, it's an easy sale for how I view the world.
And we've seen mid-majors have success even in this climate. So if done the right way, if you have the right army, and yeah. Oh, we've seen mid-majors have success in even this climate recently. So it definitely can be done if you have the right army around you. As you said, you're unleashing your army, and if you have the right mindset. And I do think if you didn't do it now, especially with this opportunity in front of you, you would have definitely lived to forget to regret it at some point in your life. So that all makes sense. And that is an interesting perspective that I don't think any of your critics are taking into account. It's easier for you to jump into this climate now, even if people believe it to be chaos or whatever your opinion, versus if you were just doing coaching for 20 plus years and then have to change, which maybe is why some coaches are retiring or moving out of being a head coach in these ranks or going to the pros. I can get not wanting to change what you've been doing forever versus you're jumping kind of into a new thing and kind of were well aware of the climate. And
the truth is I've run a youth program in Southern California.
You're right.
The only thing that's going to go bye-bye is all of the other ancillary stuff, calling the games. I was doing a college basketball show on Stadium. So if anything, this kind of condenses the time spent for the radio show. And then the rest of the day, outside of prep is spent with work. And
yeah,
so I'm excited.
You seem excited.
I legit am. Like I'm,
yeah.
I wouldn't say I still get excited to do my radio show on a daily basis. When I don't, I will not do it anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
I love doing it. I feel weird when I don't. Like I take a day off. I'm like, ooh, something's missing. That's what's missing. But outside of that, I was missing something, and this is what I was missing. I feel like this is sort of what I was meant to do. So I still am a romantic and believe it's about connecting with the kids and building their basketball careers and giving them the best basketball experience possible, and then building kind of their career resume as well and trying to help them leave the nest and become kind of professionals, either as basketball players or otherwise. And you mentioned mid-majors doing well. Like Green Bay's a success story, right? Last year, Sundance Wicks comes in. He hadn't been a Division I head coach. Now he's making nearly $1 million. In addition to which, Noah Reynolds comes in, and he was smart. He had Noah's brother as his assistant, took Noah's brother back with him to Wyoming. But Noah came in, averaged 20 points a game, conference player of the year. And, I don't know how much he's making, but I know he's doing well. I think he signed at TCU, right?
Sure.
So, that's the pledge you have to make to kids. It's like, look, I want you to stay until you exhaust your eligibility. Heck, I want you to stay and make a life for yourself. Like, I don't know if you saw a recent story, like Green Bay is one of the top 10 cities, I think, to live in the United States.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I did see that. Yeah.
Really, there's no traffic. Yeah. Obviously, we're the spring, summer now, so the weather's better. But the weather's maybe.
Cost of
living, nothing.
True.
Quality of living, high.
Yeah.
I got a country club membership, and Oneida is amazing. Amazing course. It's going to be cold in the winter. We got the Packers. You got Green Bay Phoenix basketball.
Yeah.
And I got jobs, so we're good. I feel like I truly feel like so blessed to have this opportunity that I'm not going to let like the day to day of transcripts or, you know, I mean,
yeah,
like, look, people in the TV community, they want the same thing that everybody wants. They want to feel connected to the program, and they'd really like you to play good basketball and hopefully win more than you lose, you know? And
yeah, 100%. No, 100%.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt that we can get to that place sooner rather than later. I can't guarantee what it's going to look like this year. I got the job mid-May, but I'm also not going to sit here and complain and say, hey, you know, if I'd gotten the job in March, yeah, if I got the job in March, wouldn't it be a big story? Maybe I don't get the job. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that while there's fewer kids at a high level in the portal, there's also none of, you know, I haven't lost very many to the portal either. So I'm good with the college landscape, man. I had a very high, well-regarded coach. He doesn't coach at a high major, but a very well-regarded coach. And, you know, he was like, man, last year I hated it. This year I have money and I lost a really good kid, but you kind of get to pick your pieces, sort of. So yeah, if you look at it that way, and that's what I'm enjoying most about the process. It's like, ooh, okay. So I have a shooter. I got a point. I need a backup point. And athleticism. I don't want to have redundancies.
Yeah.
That's a big thing on my roster. I don't want to have redundancies. And so
that's important. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, the coaches who've had success in this climate that I've talked to are the coaches that are able to just think in their head, I can use this to my advantage. Like, yeah, there's going to be challenges. There's challenges for everybody at all levels. There's challenges across the board in every industry, but there are coaches who are able to use this the right way, whether it be cleaning up a poor culture, whether it be, you know, fixing something quickly, you can come back quickly.
Is, I think, from my perspective. Okay.
Again,
I've been on the job for a week. Okay. So, but for me, the right way is like when you have good kids, have a high recidivist rate, bring as many back as you can, mm-hmm. and support them financially if you can.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, I think that's a really good start. And then, yeah, you're going to have to go out and plan on at my level. If you have a really good player, you're going to run the risk of losing him. Too, because if you keep him, then he sees all the numbers of other guys. Mm. As well as if you keep him, you might have to pay him more than everybody else. There's some inherent jealousy. So you have to at least prepare for all of that while knowing that you're probably going to take somebody else's kid who's gone through the same.
Right.
He's gone through the same thing with their coach. So, and the other thing is, like, I want to coach the way I wish I was coached. And I was coached very hard and very well by Eddie Sutton. But there
were you had a great coach.
That didn't work great for me as a player. And I think I can change these. I've had incredible coaches. Yeah. My dad was a coach. I played for two high school coaches that are amazing. One that's won 4 state titles in the state of California in junior college. You know, I played for late John McLeod, who's a great NBA coach, late Eddie Sutton, who's a Hall of Fame coach. Yeah. I played for outstanding coaches overseas, you know, Sergei Belov, who is the head coach of the Russian national team. I played for Sharon Drucker, who is the head coach of the Israeli women's national team. So I've played for a lot. And what I've done is, it's a lot like my radio show. Like my radio show, I picked the parts of Jim Rome I liked. That's on my
show.
I picked the parts of...
I do the same.
After. I like, that's on my show. The parts of Cowherd I like, put it on my show.
Sure.
And then there's some other shows I like, and that's how I came up with my format of my show. Same thing with what I want to do as a basketball coach.
100%. And just last thing I do want to ask you, because some also are going to say, when you go back to maybe if this is a novelty act, you're talking about maybe the challenges and how this is going to be a journey. You can't jump right in and say we're going to win, you know, 20 plus games right away. Yeah, there's a lot to sprinkle in there for sure. Yeah. Where do you see yourself? You're still a young man. You say you haven't hit 50 yet. I remember watching, listening to you as a kid too. So I'm younger, but that's still incredible. You have plenty of life ahead. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years in terms of at this job? Do you have sights to maybe do the Deion Sanders thing and get to a major job? Do you think this is a short-term goal for you, or do you have a plan just
not
a Green Bay?
Not going to be a short-term deal. And we built the contract. So, it's public, so it's not like a secret. Like, I have $1 million buyout first 2 years. So I don't think anybody wants to pay $1 million just to then pay me more money. to be their coach. Like, I think I'm good. I think I bring a lot, but I don't think I bring that much. So
yeah, you had to get a crack at it too. Cause yeah,
not a short-term thing.
But I would
tell you this, like, I used to do this with my boss at CBS. Is I would go in and we'd meet once a quarter and I would say, hey man, where do you see me in a year? Where do you see me in three? Where do you see me in five? And see, you know, what he would talk about. This guy named Chris Olivero, he basically runs CBS Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing guy. And I frankly decided that with this, I'm not going to do it. Actually what helped, and look, if I'm completely honest, had I gotten a job last year, probably be the Oklahoma State head coach right now.
Right? Yeah.
And Steve Lutz got the job. I want to support him. That's my school. That's my basketball program. He has my complete and total support. So that job's not coming open, maybe ever. Like, he's a good fit. He's a good dude. So outside of that, just be happy where you are. And I want to move a little bit different than a lot of people. And part of it is, like, I've done well enough financially to where I don't have, like, I understand a lot of these, like, I understand Sundance. Like, Sundance, I think he tripled his income and he's getting to go back home.
Sure.
Right. Where am I from? I was actually born in Wisconsin. I was raised in Southern California. And I always tell people I grew up in Oklahoma during my time there. Like I said, I'm not, you know, like the chance, like OU's not hiring Doug Gottlieb, you know, that one, the job's not open. And two, they're not going to sit there and go like, oh, you know who we should go get? The guy who has played for our tribal. Right.
Happens. So, it happens.
So,
though.
Like, where am I going to go?
Yeah. Right.
But the bigger part about it is I just think that's poison. Right. It's poison. It's great to have goals. So where am I in 5 years? I want to be the best team in the league. I would love, like, I watch guys. I know Mark Few so well. And I never forget, Mark Few told me a long time ago, Indiana offered me, I think when Kelvin Sampson got the job, they had a plane waiting on the runway in Spokane.
Sure, he's had offers. Yeah.
And UCLA and Indiana, I remember sitting around with Mark and he's like, I can't believe, like, I turned down UCLA and Indiana. And now you look what he has. And in many ways, his job is better than UCLA and Indiana. He hasn't had to move. His kids have gone through, you know, school. You know, he makes plenty of money.
Yeah.
He's got a great life. He doesn't have to make new friends.
You become like a godlike figure at that program. I mean, totally. There's going to be a statue and someday. Like, the security's there.
100%. Like, look, this is it's a city of over 100,000 people. The Fox Valley is an incredible place to raise your family.
Yeah.
You know, we have the bay right here. We can hop out and get out on a boat. You know, I negotiated, you'll like this, Mike. I negotiated an NIL deal with one of my players. One of my players is from the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. He's actually from Iron Mountain, and Iron Mountain's important because that's where Tom Izzo's from. So his name's Foster Wonders. Great name.
That's a great name. It's a fantastic name.
So Foster called me a week ago.
It's
right
a college
about this
athlete
time.
Name.
A week ago at this time. And he said, Coach, because him and his parents had come in just after my press conference, you know, about like 5:30 in the afternoon. I did my radio show. I watched some guys work out in the gym. And then he came down with his parents. And so we talked and I said, hey, listen, I want you back, but why don't you guys go back to Iron Mountain, think about it, talk about it. And let's talk again maybe on Friday. So he called me, put me on speaker, and I'm like, oh boy, here comes the portal, right? Like, no, I love this kid. I love his family. So he said, Coach, we're all in. You know, his dad said, I love what you stand for. I love what you're about. I said, I'll be honest with you. Keep me honest. And I said, but there's one thing. With that, we need to talk NIL. And they're like, Coach, we didn't ask for any money. Like, no. I need an NIL deal. I'm like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, Mr. Wonders, you told me you go bear hunting in Iron Mountain. He's like, yep. I was like, well, and Foster's the best fisherman on the team. He's like, Foster's like, absolutely, not close. I'm the best. Okay, so here's the deal. If we want this deal to be done, I need a guaranteed bear hunt and a guaranteed fishing trip. Otherwise, no deal. Like, hard and fast. And they're laughing. And I was like, what are you guys laughing about? Like, I'm serious. I've never been bear hunting. Right? Yeah. I've never been bear hunting before. I'm never going to get to go bear hunting.
God, taking advantage of this. Right.
I'm in. I'm only in if you're in that way. And they did it. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, that's the stuff. Like, at the end of the day, they're still just college kids, man. And at this level, you can do something, I think, really special. So where am I going to be in 5 years? I hope to God I'm here.
Okay.
And we're winning. And, you know, I want to get these guys, I want these guys to have the experience I had at Oklahoma State. I had life-changing experience, and that's my goal. And I know that it's a profession where people say that and then they bounce. And I'm not going to say never. I have no idea. But I'm also like, swear to God, like, it's not even part of my thought process. I need to build a team. I need to build a coaching staff. I need to build a roster. I need to figure out exactly the schedule of how we want to implement our offense, how I want to implement our defense. I want to experience road games. You know, I still haven't been in Packer game yet. So be happy where you are. I'm super, super happy. I haven't felt this sort of happiness at work outside of radio in a long time, and I'm energized. And
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As long as that energy is here, like, why would you? Now, look, I know in the winter it's going to be cold, but I'm also surrounding myself with coaches and staff members that I want to be around, want to hang around. So that's the best part of the job, is the people you get to hang around.
Yeah, being around people that you like and being content and being happy in your situation, that's all what everybody wants out of life. And it definitely feels like and seems like you have that. So I'm happy for you. And when you have a player named Foster Wonder in Green Bay, that couldn't fit more. So good luck bear hunting. Let me know how that goes. I'll be talking to you again sometime soon, Doug. I absolutely appreciate the time. I know you have a lot going on, so get back to work.
Anytime, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Yep. Doug Gottlieb, the head coach at Wisconsin Green Bay. He probably loves hearing that. Again, Doug Gottlieb, head coach of Wisconsin Green Bay. Looks like he's going to be there for a while, certainly at least a couple years with that buyout structure. So they wanted to protect themselves, but he also wanted protection for himself to understand, hey, you know I don't have college coaching experience. You know I was a player and a media member. You pull the plug a month in, you pull the plug a few months in, you pull the plug 1 year in. That sometimes happens in major college sports and certainly the pros. That's not going to be fair to me. I want your commitment, but I'm also committed to you. He has a lot of work to do, and if he's thinking about 5 years, probably will be hard to do the work now, but this is an open door for mid-majors to have success, maybe more so in college basketball than a group of five in football, although maybe with the new playoff structure. Obviously, what he was alluding to, the major conferences, and that actually included the Pac-12, so the previous five power conferences in college football, to put your brain to that, voted to allow college program schools to directly pay players. NIL is just a company paying somebody for their name, image, and likeness. WVU, Green Bay, they haven't been legally officially paying out of their own pocket. That's why I always say people looking at West Virginia's finances for the school, for the athletic department, for the NIL, they're different bank accounts. This could allow it to kind of dip into each other and have WVU directly be paying the top dogs, the financially sound locations, etc., those major markets, major programs in major conferences, the Big 12, etc., will be better off than a Green Bay because they'll be paying directly. They will still have boosters that could dip in. It's not like that's going to go away. I'm sure there's NIL deals that can still happen. So now there's almost more money and legally an easier way to dip right in and pay these players. Might make it harder on Doug, but he is for sure happy with his career. He gets to be a radio host as well. And I, you know, pull back the curtain on my career, his career, everybody's career in media. Generally speaking, you're doing more than one thing. I certainly do that. He certainly has been doing that to success. And coaching just separates maybe a show and a TV appearance and calling games that he was doing before. So you take those gigs away, you add coaching, granted, college basketball, even at the mid-major level with Green Bay, a place that he's familiar with, a place he loves being at and certainly is comfortable being at culturally, the actual location, the team, and the community, and then you still keep the radio show. That supplements everything and allows them to have more money to do other things. So that makes all kinds of sense. Once again, thanks to Doug Gottlieb, head coach of Green Bay and still host on Fox Sports Radio. You also can hear him at iHeart. Hope to be talking to him again on more shows like this and then be jumping on his show as well to talk about what's going on around the college basketball and sports world in general. And it will be interesting how he can discuss what's going on around the college basketball world. If you say have the Bob Huggins drama again or have different things going on, have maybe Oklahoma State disappoint and he has to talk about his school. Granted, he's been doing that already, so that won't be different, but just it'll be different with him being a coach because coaches will, hey, you're throwing an opinion on me. Maybe you're going to be doing the same thing or maybe it's hypocritical. It'll be looked upon differently. So how he manages that will absolutely be interesting as well. Make sure to hit up the subscribe button and download this and every episode of Mic Drop over there at the Believe Network landing page. And also you can find Mic Drop via Believe everywhere you get your podcasts. Apple, Google Play, TuneIn, etc. You can also find me on social media at MikeOsti11. And you can find Doug Gottlieb, who is also a great follow, by the way, at Gottlieb Show on X, all over social media. And that's going to stay as well. So I'm happy he's still doing his show. I'm happy he's content in his
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Career, and I'm intrigued to see what he does at Green Bay, to say the very, very least.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.